Good evening, everyone. What does becoming a doctor or a lawyer or a teacher or a lifeguard like I am or the guy who picks up your garbage every Wednesday afternoon or a banker or someone who owns a store, all of these things, and really just about any job you have or can think of, all have one thing in common. They all have at least one thing in common, anyways. And the one thing I'm talking about this evening is each of these jobs, no matter what it is, you have to study and you have to understand how to do that job. So whether you're a brain surgeon or if you're the guy who picks up the trash, you have to study something. Now, the time it takes to learn how to properly do that or what you actually have to do might be two completely different things. But each of them involve taking time and understanding what you have to do. For me as a lifeguard, there's not a whole lot to do really as a lifeguard. You know, you kind of sit around and you don't really do a whole lot until something major happens or someone's actually injured. But there's just a few basic things that lifeguards really need to know how to do. One is you need to know how to use an AED or a defibrillator. You need to know your basic first aid. You need to know how to do CPR. And you need to be able to watch the water, watch the people in the pool. Not a whole lot involved in being a lifeguard. I named the four basic things that every lifeguard has to do or has to be able to do. Notice I didn't say swimming. One kid in my class did not know how to swim. But although it's a real basic concept on how to do those four things, you still have to know how to properly do certain things. If I didn't know how to properly get in the pool and make a rescue, that wouldn't be much use when someone gets injured or someone starts to drown. When at the Huntersville Aquatic Center where I work at, there are the diving boards, the platforms, and every now and then you'll have someone who's doing a dive will hit the board. And this can go anything from just a few scrapes, maybe a bruise, to broken bones, to being knocked unconscious, to a head, neck, or spine injury. So you can have a wide range of what might happen from doing that. In order for me to be able to properly save somebody, I had to be taught how to get into the water, how to swim over to the person, stabilize the person in the water, usually have a partner, come in and get a backboard in the pool, put the backboard underneath the person, strap the person to it, and then remove the person while trying not to move them. All in the water. You're not standing, you're treading water the whole time. So there's something that I had to study, that I had to learn how to do in order to be a lifeguard. Now, it's still not a very complicated job, and having to get in to rescue somebody, at least where I'm at, doesn't happen very often. Usually it's over the summer when some parent lets their little kid go down the slide and the kid can't swim, so you just kind of reach in and grab them. It's usually nothing major. But being able to do that is something that we have to be able to do. So all those jobs that I listed all have the one same thing in common, which involves studying, which involves learning how to do what you're doing. And as Christians, we need to study. We have to take the time to study. This evening, I'm going to go over a few passages that just talk about studying and how we live off of the word of God and not things here of the earth. Deuteronomy 8, verse 3 says that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Now in this section, this passage, this is Moses talking to the Israelites before they cross over into the Jordan, before they cross over the Jordan into the Promised Land. Now, backstory to that is he's kind of summing up why some of the trials that the Israelite nation went through before being able to cross over happened. And the verse before talks about they complained that they were hungry, that they didn't have anything to eat. And then Moses says, God kind of did that so that you can understand that you live off of his word and not off what's here on earth. Jesus says the same thing in the New Testament. It's recorded twice, once in Matthew and once in Luke, both in chapter 4, verse 4 of those passages, of those books. But both accounts is Jesus quoting the Old Testament, saying that I don't need to live off bread alone, but by every word of the God, by every word that proceeds from God. This kind of applies to us because we're not to live based off the things of this earth. We're to live off of the word of God and not focus on what's going on here, not be tangled up in what's going on here. We need to study and focus on God and set ourselves apart. Jesus even studied the scriptures. If we look in Luke chapter 2 in verse 46, after 3 days, his parents found him studying in the with the leaders of the religious leaders of the day. He was out about his father's business. He wasn't worried about the things of the earth. He was worried about things from above, things of God. Now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether the things were so. That's Acts 17, verse 11. Most of us have heard that passage, and we understand what's being talked about. The church in Berea was much more eager, much more willing to study than Thessalonica. And that's how we should be. We should be willing and eager to, when we're sitting here and someone quotes a scripture from the pulpit or from Bible class, we should be turning to it in our Bibles or flipping to it on your phone, however you do it, and making sure that the passage that they said was correct. Or even just when you're out talking with friends and somebody says something that might not have been right, or you think you haven't heard of before, or you haven't thought of it that way before, open up your Bible and just look at it. Just figure out what exactly, where they're coming from and what they're talking about. Take the time to study the word and understand it so that we have a better knowledge of what God wants us to do. In Acts 2 and verse 46, it talks about the early church growing daily. And the church is growing is because they spent time together daily, they took the time to study together, and had the ability to meet together, and as they grew together, they grew towards God, which then spread the kingdom here on earth. And so more were added to the church. As Christians today, we should be able to do something similar to that. Now, we're not going to be able to meet daily. We all have lives outside of here. We all have things we need to do. But just taking the time to go to the ladies' lunch or go to the men's Bible study or go to the young adults hangout, the youth rally, the VBS, whatever it might be, we always have something going on. Whatever it might be, if you take the time to go, you're growing together, even if it's just a small group. And from growing together, you grow closer to God. We always need to be able to get together and be willing to study together so that we can all grow together. Now, as a lifeguard, I have to always be ready. I have to always be on the lookout for when something that might happen or when something does happen. I have to be able to see it and react to it. As Christians, we need to always be ready. In 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, it talks about how we need to always be ready to give a defense, to explain ourselves, to say why we believe in the Bible, why we believe Jesus is the Son of God, why he is our Savior. We always need to be ready to speak and to give a defense. But in order to be ready, we have to study. We have to get into the Word and try to understand it and better our knowledge of what God wants us to do and how he wants us to do it. Matthew 6 and verse 33 says, we need to seek first the kingdom of God, and then everything else will be added to you. Seek first the kingdom of God. We do that through the scriptures. We study the word, we get in the word, and we understand what God wants us to do. Now, this is something that I need to work on, and I'm sure there's others who also need to work on it. But I've been trying to do the Bible reading in a year. And one thing that I'll do is I just read it. I don't take the time to really think about it and try to understand what's really going on. Now, you know, still in the Old Testament and still in Deuteronomy, so there's not a whole lot of in-depth understanding of a lot of it. But there's still time that I could take to study it and fully understand what's going on. More than just, oh, this is a good story. So as Christians, we need to study. We need to be in the Word. We just need to focus on the Word. I know this is a short lesson this evening, but I feel it drives a point home that we just need to be in the Word more than we are. We need to try to get together more, try to fellowship together more, and just be in the Word together. Now, if there's anyone here this evening who would like to study or would like help studying or just want someone to study with, or if anyone has any other needs this evening, we ask that you please come as we stand and sing.
Number 886.